Good morning, everyone. I'd like to dedicate this year this morning to a very, very special boy that suddenly died last week, Daniel Natan ben Binyamin Aaron Alevi. He was a very, very special boy that lived in our community, and we all miss him greatly, but obviously not at the same level of his dear parents, and I want to dedicate this year to his memory. What I wanted to deal with today, mi inyan li inyan ba oto inyan, is something that I believe everyone's going to deal with this year far more than other years. If unfortunately Tisha B'Av is going to be a fast day and a day of mourning, I think that many people this year are going to be dealing with the fact that they can't fast. Corona has brought upon us a very new phenomenon, and that is that there isn't a select few that perhaps can fast on Tisha B'Av, but rather many, many fall under the category of people that are not allowed to fast this year. And my question is a very simple one. Is Tisha B'Av relevant to them? Or is it going to be a regular Thursday? Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday. So if I fast and sit on the floor, then I'm in the world of mourning and in the world of fasting. And those that unfortunately are sick at a level that they're not allowed to fast, it's a regular Thursday. And let's see how the halacha deals with people who are not allowed to fast on a fast day like Tisha B'Av. I say Tisha B'Av because I don't want to deal with the other fast days today. Tisha B'Av specifically. So let's begin. If you look at the top of the source sheet, you'll see that there's two very, very different sick people on Tisha B'Av. They both don't fast, but the halacha, in my opinion, treats them differently. If you look
on the source sheet,
I sent you the source sheet yesterday, Bruce, as usual.
Let me take a look. Yep.
Okay, so if you can send it out, please. Anyway, I'll begin. You'll take my word for it till the source sheet's in your hand. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ubarotu menikot mitanot betisha ba'av, kederach shemitanot umashlimot biyom kippur. Aval begimot somot acherim pturim milihitanot ve'aval pikein ra'ui sheko shelo tochan lihitaneg b'ma'achal uvemishte. Says the Shulchan Aruch, repeated by the Ramah later, that nursing women, as well as women who are pregnant, don't fast on the minor fast days, but do fast on Tisha B'Av. But even on the minor fast days, when they don't fast, they should eat as much as they need and drink as much as they need and not fill it in with lollipops and chocolate ice cream. However, even though this is the case in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah in the next source, Ubarotu menikot shemitzta'arot harday, Ramah is a bit more machmir. He doesn't say all nursing and pregnant women, but rather those that are suffering. And lehitanot batzomot chutz mitisha b'Av. So says the Ramah that these nursing women and pregnant women, they don't fast if indeed they are suffering. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, and this is a Bir Halacha that became very, very famous, so it would be wrong of me not to quote it this year. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, says, Ayein besefer pitchei olam, debemakom she'ena machala shel choleria chazakachas v'shalom, on Tisha B'Av, if you're in a place where there's a world pandemic of choleria, and you're particularly healthy, then this is what you need to do. You have to eat b'shi'urim like you do on Yom Kippur, namely, you space out the eating and the drinking. I won't deal with that today, but that's not the way we paskin. We say that whoever's sick can eat normally. And he says, "Kach yesh laharot l'shoel b'tisha b'Av shebizeh lo ne'akar ta'anit legamrei." So if you see the Shulchan Aruch about nursing and pregnant women and the Ramah, the Rabesh Taburah basically says it's a fast day for them, and therefore they should eat as much as they need, and that's it. Same thing with drinking. To the extent that the Pitchei Olam says, eat b'shiurim. And then he adds a statement that became world famous because of the pandemic we're in. We're not in choleria, we're in corona. But he says, "Umichir etzeli itanot b'makom she'ena machala b'zamchas v'shalom yesh li yo'atzo lehaziro shelo yelech mipetach beito kol hayom ulahachricho kesheyatza yisa saviv lechotomo ufiv chatichat kamper u'ma'at esev." Says our Mishnah Brura, if you want to leave the house on a fast day, you don't want to get sick, put on a mask. No more, no less, our Mishnah Brura says, put on a mask. So, according to these three sources, pregnant women and nursing women who do fast on Tisha B'Av, on other fast days, they are within the fast, and therefore they're limited in what they're allowed to eat and drink. And the Mishnah Brura adds on that even if you're in a world pandemic where you're not allowed to fast, you should limit your eating and drinking. So there's no question that for those people, the fast day is still a fast day. It limits them in some way or another. However, if you look on the left side of the source sheet, and as I look at Dr. Daniel, I remember 1 year on Tisha B'Av, you were in this situation. And on Tisha B'Av night, you had a crave for tuna fish. And you had a very interesting shaila that I can't explain now. It will take me 10 minutes to explain the lumdus, but it was a very good shaila. When you eat, how are you eating? Or what is the significance of your eating? So it happens that someone is in a situation where not they're nursing, they're pregnant, it's time of a world pandemic, but they're personally healthy. But rather, chayakol shloshim yom, if a pregnant woman is within 30 days of not being pregnant anymore, 30 days from giving birth, v'chein chole, shehu tzarich le'echol, a regular sick person, not sheyesh bo sakana, someone that's so sick that he's going to call in sick to Bruce, I can't teach in the kolo. He's going to call sick to work, I can't come to work. He's going to go into bed. Such a person...
Very, very sick to Ms. Kolo.
Pardon?
You have to be very, very sick to Ms. Kolo.
I think you have to be very, very sick to come to kolo sick. But that's another question. That's another story. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein tzarich omed, you don't have to think about this too much. Elamachilin otomiyad. Now, what's the difference between the right side of the source sheet, the three sources there, and the left side? On the right side, we found three people that have limits on the fast day. But a chole she'ein bo sakana, I have a fever, I'm in bed. Bimkom choli lo gazru rabbanan. The fast day is irrelevant to those people. They eat, they drink, they have to get better. So we find two kinds of people that are sick on Tisha B'Av. One is within the fast day in some way or another, albeit limited in what they're allowed to eat and drink. And the other one, totally and utterly the fast day is not relevant. So let's take the second person and ask a very, very, very simple question. They have to eat, they have to drink, whatever the reason is. Are they part of the Tisha B'Av experience in other ways or not? Let's see. You had a hand up? Someone had a hand up. Maybe Bruce? Yeah.
The issue of eating when one is in the world strikes me that this is a very clear medical decision. Why not just ask her own doctor medically, and maybe you have, maybe it's on the sheet, what's the bottom line health-wise?
That's exactly what we do. We ask the medical doctors. We don't, you think for a moment, I'm not going to go into Yom Kippur. It's a little more complicated there. If the doctor says you can and the person says he can't and vice versa. But Tisha B'Av, very simple. You ask a doctor, can I fast? And he says you can get into a situation of Chol HaShe'in Bo Sakana and upwards, God forbid, you don't fast. So that person, let's say he has corona or he had corona, and he's still suffering from the symptoms of corona. I'm not talking about having the antibodies. Really suffering from the symptoms. He's not breathing properly. He can't make a borei minei besamim on Motzei Shabbos because he can't smell properly. That person, the doctor says, as Bruce pointed out, the doctor told us he can't fast. Okay? Is Tisha B'Av relevant or not? Now, how are we going to deal with this? I'm not saying... Okay, let's deal with this. Should he feel sad on Tisha B'Av? The answer is yes, feel sad on Tisha B'Av. No question. My question is very simple. We do certain things on Tisha B'Av that's not oriented in eating and in drinking, correct? So, last year I gave a Tisha B'Av program, and Harold, I believe, sat right in front of me to the left. I'm getting mixed up, Harold. I think 1 year you sat right in front of me and 1 year to the left. So Harold's sitting there, but he didn't sit on a chair, he sat on the floor, until Chatzos came and I said, get up. And then he looked at me and he saw why I'm not getting up. The reason was, I was all connected, if you recall. I have a microphone, I have a computer, if I get up, the whole thing falls apart. So I continued to sit on the floor for another few minutes. However, we sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av. We add Nachem in Mincha as Ashkenazim, Sfardim, throughout the prayers of Tisha B'Av. We add Aneinu in Mincha. We do various things on Tisha B'Av that are not eating and drinking, per se. So that person that has to eat and drink, can he join all the rest? Or do we say, nah, if you're not eating, if you're not fasting, you're not here. Very practically, Bruce, I'll ask you a very simple question. Let's just say that Irving can fast this year. So Irving can fast. The shul is limited to 20 people. 21 people come in. They have to make a decision who they're going to chuck out the door. Irving, are you fasting? No. Irving, get out. This is not relevant for you. We're going to sit on the floor. We're going to read the Torah and the Haftorah. Not for you. You're not fasting. Or do we say, no, what? He's not fasting, but everything else is relevant. So let's see. Let's start with Nachem. We say Nachem at Mincha. Now, if you're not fasting on Yom Kippur, do you say Yalevi Yavo in your benching, or don't you? Says the Shulchan Aruch explicitly, Chol she'achol b'Yom HaKippurim, tzarich lahaskir she'Yom HaKippur mebirkat ha'mazon she'omer Yalevi Yavo bebonei Yerushalayim. So clear cut, Yom Kippur, as you all know, is a holy day, regardless of fasting. It happens to be a holy day. We say Avdolah at the end of it. We don't use the car, etc. You say Yalevi Yavo if you eat. What about Tisha B'Av? If I'm eating, do I add Nachem, talking about the Churban Yerushalayim, in my benching? Now, you understand this question is a little funny, because says the Shibole Haleket on the left side, that's ridiculous, not only on Tisha B'Av, but even on Yom Kippur. When you add in benching something, you're basically saying, I'm eating today for two reasons. Number one, it happens to be, I'm hungry. And number two, it's a holy day, and on a holy day, we eat two meals on Yontif, three meals on Shabbos, one meal on Purim. If we really stretch it, maybe even on Hanukkah, we can turn it into a Seudas Mitzvah, and Rosh Chodesh, even though there's no Chiyuv, if you're supposed to eat a little more. So says the Shibole HaLeket, when you say Yaleh VeYavo, you're basically saying, and I'm eating for two reasons today. The regular reason, I'm hungry, and it's a special day. How in God's name are you supposed to say, oh, I'm eating in honor of Yom Kippur? Isn't that the most moronic statement you've ever heard? That's like, I'll ask just to, hey, how do you shecht a pig? What is a kosher shechita for a pig? So says the Shibole HaLeket, in the name of Rav Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, says the Shibole HaLeket in the name of Rav Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, with the greatest respect, if you bench on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, you don't say Yalevi Yavo or Nachem, you're not eating in honor of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. You're eating because you have to. You're in a pikuach nefesh on Yom Kippur, you're a chole she'ein bo sakana and onwards on Tisha B'Av. So you don't go ahead and say Yalevi Yavo or Nachem. However, look on the right side of the page. Our Ramah says, in the name of the Maharil, Misha achel b'Tisha B'Av, Yomar Nachem b'Birkas HaMazon. So, I'm eating, but it is a sad day, so I'm going to mention it in my benching. The Eliyahu Rabba, in the name of understanding the Torah, says, on Yom Kippur, yes, because it's a holy day regardless of fasting, but Tisha B'Av's not a holy day, so therefore you don't. But the bottom line is, we see a fascinating machlokas. If someone's not fasting, is Tisha B'Av relevant to him when he eats, no more and no less? Namely, when he benches, no more and no less. Second issue, we say Aneinu. The Chazan says Aneinu in the Chazarat HaShatz, even in Shachris. And in Mincha, we say it in Shomeya Tefillah, and the Chazan says it in the same place. That's what we do. Sfardim a little different. So, let's say I'm in shul and I'm not fasting, and they say, you're a good chazen. Be chazen. Can I be chazen and say aneinu or not? You understand that there's two sides to this. If you look on the left side, the Torah says in the name of Rav Natan, who I don't know who it is, I'd love to know who this is, Shat she'eno mitane, no yechol itpala, shekivan she'eno mitame, no yechol omar aneinu. Says the Bach and explains there on the Torah, Lefi shashliach tzibur shliach b'shvil ha-mitanin, kemomosha aron v'chur. Very simply, you say, aneinu God, answer me biyom tzom ta'anitenu, on our fast day. You can't say our fast day if you're not fasting. That's like lying before Hashem. Everybody here remembers the shir I gave about saying nachem in its actual wording in a typical siddur, where we refer to Yerushalayim as a desolate place. And I said, the biggest problem is not are we going to change the siddur and look like reforming conservative, but are we lying to God on Tisha B'Av? So everyone remembers that cheer, right? Just shake your head and say yes. I won't know any better. Just shake your head. There you go. Oh, you're too honest, Rabbi. You're too honest.
Remember.
All right. So anyway, you can look on the YU website and be able to understand and be able to do a little chazara. But the bottom line is, says the Torah, with due respect, you can't say aneinu because you're lying. You're not fasting. In the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, kol tanit shelo yishlimo atzeta kochavim ina tanit, ve'im dato le'echol ino mitpalel aneinu. And the Shulchan Aruch says, not only publicly, but personally you don't say aneinu. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch says, publicly, shat she'ino mitane, lo yitpalel. Finished. The Tur himself, son of the Rosh, disagrees. Rav Yaakov Balaturim, son of the Rosh, on the right side of the page, disagrees. And he says, with due respect, you can say aneinu. You're not saying, God, answer me biyom ta'aniti, my fast day, but rather, what are we saying? Biyom tzom ta'anitenu, it is a fast day for the Jewish people. Plural, not singular. And therefore, says the Torah, because we say that, vadayim efshar sheyesh shatz mitane tovu me'acher, it's always better to have someone that fasts. Aval im efshar, nirah li she'yachol yitpalel. So if you're in a community, and no one knows how to daven, no one knows how to say the words in Hebrew, and you're the rabbi, and you have to eat on Tisha B'Av, says the Torah, of course you can say aneinu. You're talking about the day being a fast day for everyone else. Me, personally, Seder. I have a personal issue. It doesn't turn Tisha B'Av into a happy day for me. It's a regular sad day. I personally have to eat. So 1 second, Bruce, we see again a machlokas. When everyone else is fasting, and I'm not, is it relevant to me? To the extent that I can be the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, and say Aneinu? Torah in the name of Rav Natan says no. The Torah himself says yes. The Ramah seems to agree that you can. The Shulchan Aruch and other fast days seems to disagree with himself and says you could. As I see on the bottom of the sheet, O ba'arba'at somot gam hayachid omro b'chol tfilotav, ta'afilu yechzenu bumas v'yochal, shahe shapir limeimar aneinu, kivan shetitu hachamim v'hitanot po. So therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, our shita is to say it, says the Shulchan Aruch, svardim at all the davenings. You could say it, because it is part of the day. It's a very, very sad fast day, regardless of me not fasting or fasting. So nachim and benching, aneinu, as a chazen or personally, if you're not fasting, two very important elements of Tisha B'Av that have nothing to do per se with eating or drinking, but we see a machlokas, if you're not fasting, do you say them? Bruce, you had a question.
Yeah, is this similar to on Shabbat? Your wife's having a baby. Pekuach nefesh, you drive her to the hospital. But it doesn't mean it's not Shabbos for you. You minimize everything possible. It's still Shabbos. But in relation to that act, you, because pekuach nefesh, you do what you have to. Isn't this a little similar to that?
I think Bruce is correct. It's very similar to the machlokas is when there's a pekuach nefesh on Shabbos. Is it hutra or dechuya? Namely, is Shabbos irrelevant? And you go into the car, you do everything normal? Or no, you should minimize the Chilul Shabbos as much as possible. In general, Bruce, the Shulchan Aruch says, do it as normal, and the Ramah says, try to minimize, except for one issue, and that's the example you brought. On the issue of a pregnant woman going into labor, even the Shulchan Aruch agrees you should minimize. He seems to say it's so normal, it's like quasi-pikuach nefesh. It's not like a heart attack. It's quasi. Many women go through it, pikuach nefesh. To make a long story short...
What I meant was, once you get into the hospital, you can't say, hey, I'm a chal Shabbos, it's not Shabbos to me. I guess I'll do whatever. No, it's
correct.
Not Shabbos to me.
Correct. Here we're dealing with, if you want to equate the two, when you're still driving. Namely, it's still Tisha B'Av. I'm eating and drinking. The day's not over yet. So, do I say Nachim in my benching? Do I say Anenu in my davening? And now, let's deal with the third question. On fast days, we say Anenu. Nachim in Mincha and Tisha B'Av. What else do we do on fast days? Even if the fast day comes out on a Tuesday, we read the Torah. On a regular fast day, you say Vayechal, both the Chachris and Mincha. Mincha, we add the Haftorah. On Tisha B'Av, we read from Parshat Ve'etchanan, the passage starting from Kitolid Banimu Venei Vanim, in a very sad Haftorah, starting with the words Asof Asifem Ne'um Hashem. So, can I give an Aliyah on a fast day to someone not fasting? Now, you understand that this year, that question is a bit easier. Not because so many people will be eating as they should on Tisha B'Av, but rather for another reason. If you look on the bottom of the source sheet, you'll see the middle view is a very interesting view in Halacha, and that's the famous view of, I'll put it to you this way. There was once a Jewish jury that had to come to a verdict. So they had much deliberations, and they come into the court, and they're all Europeans that came to America, very European ideology about how do we deal with the non-Jews. So the judge says, did the jury reach a verdict? And the jury says, hello, judge. What happened?
Sorry.
Take your time, it's fine. Okay, anyway, the judge says, did you reach a verdict? And the head of the jury says, Ya'anel, it was such a privilege to be here. We, the jury, have decided we shouldn't mix in. Now, that's approximately what the Magen Avraham says here. De'bishachris torim b'torah b'liatanis erem kenatanis be'emtza shavua. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba and the Prima Gadim. I'll tell you what, we're not going to take a stand on this issue. But in Shachris of a fast day that comes out on a Monday or a Thursday, you can get an Aliyah. Why? This is not rocket science. Take a wild guess. Why? Because you read the Torah anyway. So basically, you're not taking a stand on the issue. You read the Torah on a Monday. This year, Tisha B'Av's on Thursday. You read the Torah anyway on a Thursday. So you're reading this and not that. Bottom line is, we're reading Parshas Va'eschanan. It happens to be the Parsha of the week. And therefore, you can go ahead and give an Aliyah Shachris. Mincha? We don't read the Torah at Mincha except for a fast day. We're not taking a stand on that issue. So this year, this question is less in the same realm as other years. But still, a question it is. So, if we go ahead and we look at the two points of view, the Bach, understanding the Torah, says, the Achol Likrot B'Torah Afilu Ino Mitameh, the Kriyat HaTzibur Chovah Mutal Al HaKol, says the Bach, with Anenu, I understood that indeed he's saying on our fast day. But laning, as we've learned in Corona, is not a Chovas HaYochid, it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Namely, if I was not in shul on Shabbos, or there was no minyan on Shabbos, I don't have to make up the laning, simply because I was never obligated in the laning. It's only if you happen to be shul on Shabbos, one, and two, with a minyan. So, therefore, says the Bach, it's a day that the minyan has to read the Torah. It's not in any which way dependent on who's fasting. If it was, say, Bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday, a personal fast day after Pesach and Sukkot. Maybe there, you'd say, if there isn't 10 people fasting, you don't read the Torah. But on Tisha B'Av, it's a day where, I'll put it to you this way, how many people remember the Luach of Ezra's Torah? Ezra's Torah, a very important organization, Harold remembers it, has a Luach, what are you supposed to do every day of the year, in shul, at home, In the Ezra's Torah, Luach, it says, Tisha B'Av, you read the Torah. It doesn't say, Tisha B'Av, if you happen to have 10 people fasting, you read the Torah. It's on the calendar. It's a day to read the Torah. If the Gabbai didn't get the Torah ready, we're going to yell at him. How come we have to waste time while you roll the Torah? It's a day. You should have known, Marie Leining. Regardless if it's Monday or Thursday or Sunday, it's a day where we read the Torah. Disagrees with him, the Maharik. The Maharik, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says, Ma'asim b'chol yom? Not only is that not true, but it happens so often in our community, says the Maharik. Shekasha'en ha'kohen mitan ineh, yotzeh ha'kohen mi'beit ha'kneset, v'omet likrot b'torah, Yisrael ha'mitaneh. In all our communities, we're about to read the Torah, and there's a Kohen. We usually call the Kohen first. So Bruce is a Kohen, Harold's a Kohen. If they're not fasting, we tell them, right before we lay, why don't you don't you need to use the washroom? And Bruce says, no, actually not. Well, you say, well, pretend you do, get out. So they leave the room, and we don't call the Kohen up because he's not fasting. Namely, you don't call up someone who's not fasting to the Torah on a fast day. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, Yesh Mishi Omer, She'in Omid Likrot B'Torah B'Tani Tzibur Mishelo Mitaneh. The Bach agrees this is the minhag, even though he personally disagrees with it. And the Taz says, it's a mamish chashash brocha levatola. No more, no less. Brocha levatola. If someone not fasting is called to the Torah. So, just before I take Harold's question, we asked a very simple question today. One who is not fasting on Tisha B'Av as they shouldn't. Is Tisha B'Av relevant to them in three ways? Saying Nachem in their benching, saying Aneinu in their davening, and getting Aliyah to the Torah on a fast day. Harold, go right ahead.
If a Kohen is fasting by the Kohenis on Tisha B'Av, and you don't want him to get an Aliyah, can he do Berachas HaKohenis? Is that irrelevant to the Kohenis?
Excellent, excellent question. If, can he do Birkas Kohanim?
You're embarrassing him in public too.
I'm not so sure it's always embarrassing him in public, especially if we're talking about a situation in which there are other Kohanim and he just simply doesn't go up to the Duchen.
If there are the Kohanim, he doesn't have to leave. Just call you
the Kohen. If you're the only Kohen, I can hear the question. I can hear both sides. On the one hand, you did eat, and the reason why you don't Duchen at Mincha every day is because maybe you drank wine. On the other hand, let's be honest, in Simchas Torah here in Israel, most Kohanim are careful. They don't drink revias of wine, and they do duchen. Even though we eat, we make kiddush and shul. So I can see it both ways. I have to be honest, Harold, that our minhag, not the Chazon Ish's minhag, but our minhag of Rov Am Yisrael is, you only duchen at mincha if you're davening mincha very close to shkia. Some say as late as plaga mincha plus a minute, and some say mamish close to shkia, as the Gemara says, it has to be dami lini'ila. In other words, mincha is a gzeira every day, even on a fast day. So it's rare, because I'm not so sure every Kohen who's not fasting happens to be at that minyan. Either they daven earlier, or maybe they're not at minyan. So it's a rare question, but I could see it both ways.
What about chakras? If he let's say, had his coffee and cake because he has to take insulin or whatever the situation is,
yeah,
he can't get Aliyah, can he still duchen?
There's no gezeira against duchening a chachris on Kohanim. A chachris is a very simple subjective question. Did you eat or didn't you eat? Did you drink the wine? Not eat, excuse me. You can eat all you want. Not before davening. But if you have to, you have to. Did you drink wine, revius of wine, or not? If you're not intoxicated, you can duchen. That's shachris. So, gentlemen, Rabbi Zef is here.
Rabbi Zef asks, did you want him to come on at 10:10 or any earlier? Just send me a message.
Is he ready now?
Probably. But I know you're
if ready. He's ready, it's fine. I plan to do this in two. I wanted to leave you with the hanging question. There's a famous halacha that when you leave someone, leave him with a halacha so he thinks about it. Now, the problem is I'm leaving you with a halacha without an answer. So therefore, you're going to have to think about it for a week. But I wanted to leave you with it because I want you to give some thought to this question. Namely, if we're going to paskin that indeed we are all going to say, yes, even though you're not fasting, you can do all the above, then due respect, is there any difference between someone fasting and someone not? And vice versa. If someone's fasting and you say, don't lean, don't read the Torah, don't get an Aliyah, don't say Aneinu, don't say Nachem, Are we basically telling the person, well, this year Tisha B'Av is irrelevant to you? And that's basically taking away a very sad, but a very emotional and important experience from people in the middle of a pandemic. Now, I want you to understand what that means. There's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, not the one we're going to quote next week on this, a different tshuva, where someone was in a community where in the middle of a pandemic, they had a big Ogmat Nefesh. What was the Ogmat Nefesh? They couldn't say Kiddush Levana. It was cloudy. So not only is there a pandemic, they can't say Kiddush Levana. And they're very, very sad and nervous and depressed. And finally, after the 16th day of the month, when we usually don't say Kiddush Levana, the Levana was clear. And the Rabbi Paskin to say Kiddush Levana, and the Chasam Sofer basically says it's important to Paskin Lekula, because if not, we're going to depress the people even more during a pandemic. Very interesting, I would even say sensitive statement by the Chasam Sofer. That's what I want you to think about. If we paskin on this issue, lechumra, on all the questions, we say, listen, if you're not fasting, all bets are off. It's not Tisha B'Av for you. Are we not making people even more sick by saying that? I want you to think about it. Next week, I will give what I believe is the answer. Yes, Bruce.
Also, you didn't have the top. It says, eat if you feel the need. So you don't know when you go davening how you're going to feel later in the day. As far as you know, you're going to fast till you feel the need.
Yes, but Bruce, I want to be very clear. Even though that's the case, Tisha B'Av starts at night. I'm pretty sure that if the doctor says you must eat and drink, it's not like you get up in the morning. It's already been, I don't know, 12 hours since the fast started, and you continue fasting. That means you're not following the doctor's orders. I'm talking about someone that, you know, had his cup of coffee because that's what the doctor said he should do. He's not eating candies, lollipops, chocolate ice cream, and then he comes to shul. Now, you have to understand, everyone there has a headache because they didn't have caffeine, unless they take caffeine pills or suppositories. He doesn't have the headache. He comes into shul, he's ready. Does this person join everyone else as if nothing happened? It just happens to be there's five things forbidden on Tisha B'Av. Of him, he's only forbidden in three things. Does that make a difference or not? We'll deal with it next week. Be'ezrat Hashem.
I have a question.
Bruce has to decide if I have time for a question.
Yeah, Rabbi Zev just came on. So I can write him off.
You can write to me personally with pleasure.